Sean, thanks so much. Getting to visit with offensive coordinator Pete Carmichael now. Oh, Pete, first of all, I got to ask you, you look a little different this time around to me. You've got a little growth here. What's going on with that?
Well, the offensive coaches, we decided to kind of do a little something for the off season when the players were in the building. And so we're going to go about 2 months without shaving, and we'll see how it goes.
Well, you let me know how that's going about June when it gets really, really hot.
Well, it's already itchy to begin with, so you're right. And then when we finally do shave, I'm just kind of wondering what kind of tan line I'm going to have.
That's fun, though. And I know you guys are excited about tonight. If you don't mind, we've talked a lot about the defense and the depth at defense. Give us a little scouting report of offensive priorities and depth this time around. Where is the value offensively in this year's draft?
Oh, I think we've done our homework really on all the positions. And I think Mickey Loomis always says it, and I think it's the best, the way he says it is the best, is when we get to a pick in the draft, if the value of the player is there, regardless of what position it is, then we're not going to be afraid to take him. And listen, we feel good about the depth we have at most positions right now. And, you know, we have versatility at the offensive line. We got four quarterbacks on the roster. We got a lot of young receivers. We signed a tight end in free agency. So we're excited with where we're at.
Overall, when you look at the draft, not talking about the Saints' priorities specifically, but are certain offensive positions deeper this year than others?
I think that probably happens every year. There might be a position or two that ends up being deeper, but I think that the one thing that we know is when we get into the draft process, we have what Mickey Loomis calls a cloud, and we're going to have those guys in each round. So whether there's more defensive or offensive guys in that cloud, there's still going to be guys from both sides of the ball.
Explain that cloud. How does that work? Like the Microsoft cloud?
Well, it would just be guys that we've kind of anticipated that would be in that, will be available in that pick, and we value them at that pick. And then maybe you have 10 guys in the cloud and you're 5 picks away and a couple of them go, and then you get to that, when it comes time for your pick, there might be only 3 or 4 guys, and then you're deciding then on those guys.
You mentioned the quarterbacks on the roster right now. Of course, Drew Brees out playing golf at the Zurich Classic Pro-Am yesterday versus Sean Payton. He says he's feeling great. How do you feel like, where is he physically?
Oh, I think this. Number one, he is unbelievable, amazing, just the way he takes care of his body. And so you would see no signs of aging. He's as healthy as he's been. He looks great, and we're excited.
And you're getting Luke McCown back. Got to be nice to have that veteran presence, a little bit of confidence in how he played, especially given that Carolina game on the road last year where he had to persevere through some pretty nasty weather, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, he came in. He did a great job for us. We were excited about the way he played. And you're right, he brings some value with his veteranship, and he's really good with Drew in the classroom and being able to run ideas by him.
Now, last year we saw you take Garrett Grayson with the 3rd pick. Walk us through his development.
Well, I think this, we were really excited about him coming out of off season, and then he did some nice things in training camp. So really we're going to be excited this off season working with him in the OTAs and minicamp and really making sure that we get him a lot of reps.
You spent a lot of years as a quarterback's coach. You know that position extremely well. Carson Wentz, Jared Goff, so much buzz about them, potentially 1 and 2. How do you rate them? What do you see as their skill sets?
Well, I think this, the number one thing is you see great leadership from both those guys, and then you put the film on and you like what you see. So regardless of where they end up, teams are going to get a good pick.
How do you go about evaluating quarterbacks in the draft when in college they seem to be spending more and more time in shotgun versus under center? I think actually Wentz is the one who spent the most time under center. According to one poll I read, 27%. How big is that learning curve?
Well, I think when you end up getting maybe some guys that play primarily from the shotgun, you really just, you look at the film, see if they're making good decisions, how accurate are they. You know, those are things that you can still see on film. And then you go through the whole process of interviewing them and getting to know them. And so if they have the traits and the characteristics that you're looking for, you know, that's what you look at.
Is this like Christmas morning to you a little bit back in your childhood days?
It's always fun. It's always a fun day. Because really, we don't know what's going to happen. And so you're kind of opening the gift, not knowing what's going to be in there.
Well, hopefully it is filled with good surprises for the Saints the next couple of days. Pete, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Sean.